Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah number 206, V'yavta Lecha Kamocha, at 9:01 on a Tuesday morning.
Okay, so, one, I figured, Sefer Salmer, the Akiva, Talmidim, might as well do V'yavta Lecha Kamocha. Two, it turns out, and I really didn't realize this till I prepared, that this is kind of the continuation of last week's mitzvah, of Hocheach Tochiach Et Amitech. Last week we did the mitzvah of rebuke, and you'll see that not only do they follow each other in the Torah and in the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam, but at some point we're going to have to deal with, well, if I have to love everybody, so how, you know, what do I do with bad people, and, you know, what does it mean to criticize other people if I'm just supposed to big kumbaya. So, you know, without giving away too much at the beginning, it's obvious that V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is not, God forbid, the same as like Christian ideas of, you know, everybody's good and turn the other. It has to fit into a greater, you know, a greater structure of halacha. And again, without turning this into a polemic, you know, sometimes you'll see this idea that, for example, I saw recently, somebody said, you know, how could the Torah prohibit homosexuality via haftal recha kamocha?
That was the point.
You know, that it's... Okay, you're not allowed to talk anymore. It's a world record for you. It's 9:03 and you're banned for the next day.
Give me a yellow card.
What?
Thank you.
I can't. If I langed, I would say it the proper way. Okay, I wrote it in English, so you can't. Okay, so let's just look. The psukim, last week's pasuk and this week's pasuk, come together in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo sisna es achicha. I'm sorry. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate in your heart. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha velo tisa alav chet. You should rebuke your fellow. The simple pshat, and don't carry around a sin in your heart. And we saw various ways of reading this, but one of the ways connected them. When you see somebody doing something wrong, don't hate him in your heart. Rather, go over to him and point out to him his mistake and what he's doing wrong. And in that way, you know, the community will benefit. Next pasuk. Lo tikom velo titor et b'nei amecha. Anybody? Lo tikom velo titor. So lo tikom is from the word nikama. Lo titor is from the word nitira. They're both strange words. So you look in Rashi, in number 2. Rashi says lo tikom. What's the example? Amo hash Ileni magelcha, your neighbor says to you, can you lend me your scythe? Your
lawnmower.
Spade.
Your symbol of the communist movement, you know. Okay, well, let's just do, your neighbor says to you, I'm sorry.
Lend me your tool.
Oh, my low lav. So the neighbor says no. Okay, so you ask your neighbor to borrow the tool, and he says no. L'machar amar lo hashileni kardumecha. The next day he says to you, you know, can you lend me, I don't know, some other, your hoe. Okay. Amar lo eini mashilcha kederech shelo hishaltani. Correct. I go to you. Bruce is in charge of the sheets. Okay. I go to you. And I say, can I borrow some sugar? I'm in the middle of, it's just as likely that I would have to borrow a tool as I have to borrow sugar while in the middle of baking. Both of those things will never happen to me. Anyway, I say to you, Mr. Weiser, I'm in the middle of baking, I need sugar. Can I borrow the sugar? It's not fair to say, Mr. He says no.
Here.
No. So now, the next day, Mr. Weiser's in the middle of baking, and he says to me, can I borrow the flour? I need flour. So I say, I'm not going to lend you the flour. Just because you didn't lend me the sugar the day before. That's nikama, that's revenge. Okay? Now the other example.
It doesn't mean it means the same
thing. One second. Now the other example. Amar lo Hashileni kardumecha. Okay, you know, I go to Bruce and I say, you know, I need eggs. Omar lo lav. Of course, Bruce turns me down. Okay? Lemachar omar lo hashileni magelcha. The next day, Bruce comes to me and says, I need cocoa. Omar lo, I say to him, hey lach, fine, I'll give you the cocoa. Ve'eni kamoscho, because I'm not a bad guy like you. I'm a tzaddik. So even though you're not,
you would tip it.
Shaloi shaltani, because you didn't give me the cocoa when I asked you for it, proves you right. Zohi nitira. This is nitira. Shenoter ha'eva bilibo, af al pi she'eino no kein. Meaning, when you look from the outside, I'm a tzaddik. I lent him that he asked me for something. I lent him the thing, and I lent him the thing even though he wouldn't do the same for me the day before. Nevertheless, it's nitira. And Rashi explains, what's the problem? The problem is because you hate him. Shenoter ha'eva bilibo, meaning the conflict's not in any way been resolved. In fact, it's been heightened because I hate you even more. Because I'm so much better than you that I'm doing it even though I hate you, and probably you hate me more now, and you feel bad that you borrowed the cocoa from me because I made it clear to you that I'm looking down on you, that I'm better than you.
One second.
So what you see here is, in the pairing of the two, you see a very important yisod, which is sometimes we're focused on the action, and you could really see yourself saying, what's the problem? I lent him what he asked me for. That makes me ecstatic. You see here, this is one of the many, many places where the Torah is focused not just on actions. The Torah may be focused on feelings, and again, you know, we think, okay, there's Beinon LaMakom and there's Beinon LaChavero. That's all that matters. Right? Sometimes we make a mistake in thinking that Judaism is a religion of do's and don'ts. And again, LaHavdil, you know, other religions are religions of belief and feeling, you know, and love and caring and accepting, and we're just a bunch of do's and don'ts. Yes. The answer is not. The answer is we make that mistake all the time. It's wrong. There are mitzvos of emotions and self-control and feelings towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and there are feelings, you know, towards your fellow that are also required by the Torah. And I'll just say it now rather than wait till the end. You know, the Ibn Ezra says people always make this mistake. He says it on the mitzvah of lo sachmod. The mitzvah of lo sachmod is don't covet. So the Ibn Ezra says, people are always surprised. Like, don't covet. Like, what, the Torah? How could I possibly be commanded by the Torah not to feel a certain feeling? He says, grow up. It happens all the time. The Torah thinks that, in fact, we are allowed to, not only we're allowed to, we are capable to a great extent of governing our feelings. One of the most famous, you know, Hasidish Vorts, but it's true, is said by the Sfasenes. It's like the foundation of Hasidus. On the Pasuk of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ask the Sfasenes, how could God command us to love him? Love is an emotion. And God couldn't command us to do something that we're not in control of, and we're not in control of our emotions. Answer this Fasemes as simply as possible. From the fact that God commands us to love him, it means God believes we are in control of our emotions, and we can learn to love him. Again, love might mean something more than or different than what we think of as, like, you know, euphoric, ecstatic love. But if the Torah tells us to do something, the answer isn't, but I can't. The answer is, it must be that I can. Okay? So that sort of leads into, and it's not a coincidence, that the Pasuk says, Lo tikom v'lo titoret b'nei amecha, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. Those things are very closely related. Lo tikom v'lo titoret b'nei amecha. Don't take revenge, and don't carry a grudge. Rather, the ahavta l'reacha kamocha, the positive take on that, maybe like the two sides of the coin, don't bear a grudge. Rather, the ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you have to, in this case, we'll say, love your fellow as yourself, as difficult as that sounds, ani Hashem. Yes, Mr. Weiser.
Well, after that, kamocha, or if he hates himself, or let's say, that's what you think, self-hating Jew,
Yes. I want to say we'll get there, but I'm hoping not to. It's a good question.
Well, it's a good general.
Right. You could say it's a standard that applies to the overwhelming majority of people.
Right.
And I would say la halacha that you don't get if you're a narcissist. Is that the right word?
Yeah, you really like.
Oh, what's the other one?
Oh, you hate yourself.
You punish yourself all the time. There's a word.
Masochist.
Thank you. Bunch of ignorance. You're a masochist. So, you know, I come into your house and you have your neighbor tied up, you know, and you're beating him. And you go, I love it when people do that to me. You know, I don't think that that works. Despite what Mr. Weiser says, I don't think that that works. I think the phrasing of Yahav Torecha Kamocha, I guess it's not addressed at people with mental illness, not because they're not governed by it, but I'm saying it's both a great phrasing, diplomatic phrasing, essentially because it strikes you as impossible. Right? Yahav Torecha Kamocha, you know, to love your fellow as you love yourself. If we're honest with ourselves, most people sitting at the table go, there's no way I could try to love, but as I love myself, and we'll see, that's a real issue. Yes.
No, they put a bad spin on it. You tell the guy, listen, you know, although you didn't lend it to me as I'm lending you today, there's a good Musar comment to that. It's not such a put down. It's very common to say that. The guy has to say, you know what? You're right, I was an idiot yesterday,
okay.
And thank you very much.
But it's quite clear, it's true. Presumably, if you could do it in a positive way, but in Rashi, shenoter ha'eva b'libo, you're angry.
Well, you are. You are.
No. So you can't, nobody ever successfully gave Musar when they were angry. It just doesn't work. The other person doesn't accept it. If you tell me, I'm completely calm and I'm relaxed, as we talked about last week, the magic to giving tochacha is not in the moment. The magic to giving tochacha, what?
The hamster is not you.
I know. I'm just answering Bruce's question. I'm answering Bruce's
mistake in pronunciation, in accentation. Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Explain.
I have to is a tzibui.
Correct.
I have to is not a tzibui. I have to is an improperly pronounced.
Okay, great. But the Ahav to Recha Kamocha is a mitzvah.
It means something different.
Okay. Every time I say the Ahav to, I mean the Ahav to. I'm going to try.
You mean it or don't mean it, the next person can't tell.
Okay, so
they
I'm stipulating now that I'm going to try my best to keep saying the Ahav to. If I slip up, know that I mean the Ahav to as a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. Now, let's look at the Rambam. Oh, sorry. And we'll do one more Rashi just because it doesn't appear anyplace else. The end of number two. The Ahavta l'reacha kamocha Amar Rabbi Akiva ze klal gadol b'Torah. Okay, again, we're not going to talk. I don't think we'll have time to talk about Tzvi HaSomer and the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, but it's important to note. I'll just say the following. You know, one of the great mysteries of Tzvi HaSomer is Rabbi Akiva is no, not Sfira HaSomer, I'm sorry. The minhag of Avelus in Sfira HaSomer, which only existed from the time of Rabbi Akiva and further, it wasn't part of the original Sfira HaSomer. You know, as we know, the tradition is the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died, Shalom Nahagu Kavod Zebazet. They didn't act with respect one to the other, right? One of the greatest questions is, how is it possible that the 24,000 Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, who is best known for one statement, and that's the Ahavta l'Re'acha Kamocha Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. How could it be that the Talmidim didn't follow it? You know, like it's the main thing. I'll just say this. I think the simplest answer, and I have no proof for this historically, but to me, if you accept the tradition as being accurate, the simplest answer is he started saying this after. After the tragedy of his Talmidim passing away, Rabbi Akiva decided, from now on, you know, I'm going to start every shiur emphasizing the importance of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Every time I'm going to name my yeshiva, you know, yeshiva, the Ahavta L'Recha. I'm not going to allow a situation in which I'm making all this up. But I'm saying, I'm not going to allow a yeshiva in which people know Rashi's and Tosas and all this stuff, which they didn't know because Rabbi Akiva lived well before all those people. But they learn, and they don't love each other. Okay, to me, that's the most likely answer, even though I have no historic proof for that, and I don't know what else to do with the problem. Now, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in mitzvah number 206, it's the one right after 205, which was Hocheach Tochiach Et Amitecha, says as follows. V'hamitzvah hareshvav, hishetzivanu le'ehov kitzatenu et kitzatenu. It's a strange phrase. Right, what's kitzat? The word kitzat. Right, like a little, right. That some of us should love others of us. Which is generally understood to mean we should love everybody, but he writes it in a strange way. Kim, and here it is. Kimo shene'ehov atzmeinu. Rambam doesn't mince words. We are supposed to love others the way we love ourselves. V'shetihiyeh chemlati v'ahavati le'achi, my compassion and my love for my brother should be kichemlati v'ahavati le'atzmi, as I have compassion and love for myself. B'mamono, in monetary matters, uvegufo, in physical matters. V'chol ma sheyihiyeh birshuto. O yirtze oto, anything that I own, that I'm proud that I own, or that I desire to own, v'chol ma she'ertze la'atzmi, and anything I want to own, ertze lo kamohu. Right? If I'm dream of one day owning a flat screen TV, then I should be excited and happy and want them, my friend to get a flat screen TV. V'chol ma she'esna la'atzmi o l'mi she'yidbak bi esna lo kamo. Anything that I hate, anything that I wouldn't want to happen to me or to my family or to anybody I love, I shouldn't want to happen to him. V'hu amaro yitale v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. And this, says the Rambam, is the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. So, just to put on the table, the initial question we have to figure out is it a mitzvah, in emotion? Is it a mitzvah shebelev? Or is it a mitzvah that has to express itself in, I don't know, could there be such a thing as tangible feelings? The Rambam is, there's nothing in this Rambam that's an action. All the Rambam says is, I should love my fellow the way I love myself, and how do I do that? I desire for him all the things that I desire, and I hope that he won't be plagued with all the things that I'm terrified of or that I hate in my life. It's hard to read this Rambam as anything other than, all in your heart. All emotion, all feeling.
It's also very subjective.
No, it's incredibly subjective. And that's why I gave a silly example. Because I assume that there are people here, who don't dream of a flat screen TV. And they're great, it's hard to sort out. Like, does it really mean that, that if I love Rav Steinman, people say he's the God of love, that my greatest desire for him is to get a flat screen? My guess is he would lose his job if he got a flat screen. So it's hard to know, but you could quibble with the details. But I think in the core of it, we know what it means. In the core of it, what the Rambam is basically saying, and it's easier for me to do it in the negative, and you'll see there is a formulation of this in the negative. It's sometimes, this is the hardest part, I think sometimes we judge our happiness by having more than other people. And the reverse. We are unhappy when we think other people have more than we do. And the Rambam is basically saying, you can't do it that way. What's that fancy word, Schadenfreude? However you pronounce it?
Schadenfreude.
Okay? It's a great word. you know, means I have this and he doesn't have this, or you know, he.
No,
know.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It means that you're happy when you see somebody's downfall.
Correct. It's the exact opposite. It's. It makes me. It means I feel. I take joy in his sorrow.
Yes.
Now, but the deeper meaning behind it is, I feel better about myself. You know, I used to feel better. I used to think I had a bad life, but thank God he has a worse life. And so, since he has a worse life, I can now. I think that this is. I think even good people do it this way. I find myself doing it sometimes, and you know, even though I know it's wrong, saying, oh, look at that, you know, not even if it's not in a mean way. I think the Rambam is saying, you have to stop judging yourself that way. Right? What happens? Okay, the beginning of the movie Borat, which I did not see, but I also, okay, if nobody knows the movie.
What was the movie for?
Borat. It's Sacha Baron Cohen. Okay, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is, he's poor, he lives in whatever. And so it's a joke, right? So at the beginning he says, that's my neighbor, you know, Ahmad, I hate him. He says, everything he says, I get step in front of my house, he must get step in front of his house. I get glass of window, he must get glass of window. I get clock radio, great joy, he cannot afford clock radio. Meaning, the guy judges his life by trying to get something more than his neighbor. So I think the Rambam is saying, fundamentally, you can't do that. To do that is a violation of the mitzvah aseh min haTorah, of the ahavta l'recha kamocha. And my example is silly. My example of a flat screen is not the right example. The right example is to hope that people get the things that they most want. Now, let me just finish with
one second.
Psychological insight. Surveys have been done about how happy people are with their income. Okay? And it turns out people would rather earn less money gross if it was more money than other people. Okay? All surveys say the same thing. You know, you have a choice. You could make $100,000, but everybody else makes $110,000, or you could make $80,000 and everybody else makes $80,000.
Okay?
And the answer is you choose the lesser amount. Honest people choose the lesser amount because the gross number doesn't matter. We judge ourselves by other people. All I want to do is make more money than other people. That makes me feel rich. And it's true. I heard a guy, right? A guy said to me, a guy who works at Goldman Sachs, said to me, he's talking about this other guy who left the firm. He said, he's describing to me, like, I don't know if he was fired or he left. He said, but, you know, they knocked him down. He said, they knocked him down to $3 million a year. He said, so you just can't stay at that number. I mean, this is a guy who had made tens of millions of dollars before, and when they want to push you out, they move you down to $3 million. Now, you know, $3 million is a number that people would... But when you're in a place where all your peers, where you made $10 million last year, and all your peers make $10 million, you make $3 million, it's humiliating. And it's true, but says the Rambam, you know... Okay, last bad example. Latrell Sprewell, a basketball player who I rooted for but hated, famously said, after he was offered only $21 million for 3 years, said, I have to feed my family.
He said that.
Okay? Now, he couldn't possibly... What he meant was, I deserve more money than that. And by the way, he never played again in the NBA. The guy walked away from $21 million guaranteed because it was beneath him. And he never played another day in the NBA. Okay? Says the Rambam, that's a violation of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Judging yourself by somebody else is a violation because you have to reach a madrigo where you're as happy. Okay, last bad example. I knew this partner in a law firm. I was still an associate. He built this really beautiful home in this gated community. And, you know, you'd come over there. And then, you know, and he'd love to show off his house. He was a nice guy. It was a beautiful house. And then across the street from him, like a year later, This guy dropped down a house twice the size and more beautiful than my friends. And you could just see, you know, like, it ruined everything. And the thing is, we all understand that. I'm sorry. I understand that. I really do. But I struggle against it because that's the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Okay? Now, the Rambam emphasizes this again, I think, not just in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but in number 4 in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, where he says as follows: Mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov et kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kigufo. Kigufo sounds like, you know, something more tangible. Shenemar v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Lefikach, tzarich lesaper bishvacho. Here the Ram has some more tangible examples. You have to speak well of him. You have to praise him, presumably if he deserves it. V'lachos al mamono, right? And you want to care for his money to make sure that, you know, money's not being wasted. Kasher huchas al mamon atzmo, right? If you walked out of your house and you saw that the hose was on and the water was running, you'd go back in and shut it off. So if you go by your neighbor's house and you see that the water's running and no one's doing anything with it, so you tell him. V'chol ma she'esna le'atzmi o lemi she'yidbak bi, and anything that I would hate to happen to me or to the people who I care for, to my family, esna lo kamahu. Oh, I'm reading the wrong place, I'm sorry. Chasa mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvor atzmo. V'hamit kabed b'kolon chaveiro. This is Schadenfreude. Okay. Obviously named after the famous psychologist Freude. Okay. So anything, you know, that feeling joy at his sorrow, here it is. Ein lo chelek la'olam haba. The Rambam says it undermines, like, I'll say it this way, it's not Jewish. A person who feels better about himself when he sees somebody else's sorrow and feels good, Rambam says, that's not Jewish. Yes?
What about someone who's a masochist?
You came late. We did the whole masochist thing already. We did. There'll be a special... Okay. Fine.
Masochist says, hit me, and the sadist says, I will not.
Yes?
This is what's translated in Kant society as the golden rule?
No. Yeah. No. What people say the golden rule in the Rambam, which is kind of in violation of, is finding the middle path.
Right.
No, not that one.
The Shvil Hazahav.
What's important to you? Don't do others what you don't want doing to yourself.
Yeah, that's the
is
golden
that the
rule.
No, what you're thinking of is the golden mean.
Correct. So what's the golden rule? I just
don't do unto others.
But who calls it the golden rule?
I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Okay, whatever it's
called. It's fine.
But they only take that one side of it.
Okay.
The golden rules give him gold.
So maybe because of the difficulty.
But the answer is right. The answer is, it's definitely easier to do it in the negative, right? To try to train yourself not to take pleasure in somebody else's sadness. It's much, much harder, and I want to get there, than saying I'm going to love this person as I love myself. And I'll just raise one thing which plagues me, but I don't know, I'm just putting it out there, I don't know that it's an isser in this mitzvah. You can't help often when you're in the hospital. My father, you know, looking around and going, well, thank God, you know, she's much worse off, right? It does. When my sons was born, so, you know, when you're born and you're not well, there's only place they can put you is in, like, intensive care. There's no in-between for infants. So there's, like, the open thing, you know, with the light on top, like where they warm the French fries.
Bassinet.
No. You're in, like, this open thing. And you go to yourself, so you say to yourself, I remember, like I said to myself, and then there's the babies in the fish tanks. Okay? So I remember I said to myself, thank God our baby's clearly, you know, healthier than the other babies, because he's out in the open air under the French fry warmer, and the other kids are in the fish tank. And then 2 days later, the nurse says, oh, you know, your son is doing much better, we're moving him to the fish tank. So you go, what an idiot I am. But the answer is, it is human nature. I'm just putting out there, I don't think that that's a violation of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, because I don't think I'm taking joy in the fact that somebody's child is suffering more than mine. I don't know how to do it. I feel like for myself, you know,
feel
that
thankful that it's not your child.
Right, right. Sometimes right. you're right. You're sometimes just, the you're, only way you could be thankful is by seeing something bad happen to somebody else and, you know, saying, thank God it didn't happen to me. I don't think that that's schadenfreude. You're
using it as a point of reference.
Okay, good.
Just
so good.
Tell, you know, how bad things could be, not that he's...
Okay, so that's a good articulation of what I'm trying to say. Now, just now, let's move... Yeah.
Do you have to know the person that you feel better than? Or can you just feel better than somebody you've heard of?
So, I think you have to know the person. I'm telling you, I think it's personal. Okay. Because it's true. It's true that, you know, if my salary is cut at work, and then I think to myself, but I'm still making X, which is more than most people, I don't think that that's an issur v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. I think that that's a way to make yourself feel better and be grateful for the situation you're in. I think if you say, I'm still making more than my neighbor, who I know, and, you know, I want to stick it to, that's a violation. Now, the problem, as I said at the beginning, of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, is, you know, this great big principle that sounds like it overrules everything else is in conflict sometimes with other things that we learn in the Torah. And for this, I want to talk about pasuk in this week's parsha, number 5. The pasuk says, "Al tikach meito neshech v'tarbit." To cut through it, it basically means interest. Okay, don't take interest. V'yareisa me'elokecha. You should fear God. V'chei achicha imach. Literally, and let your brother live with you. But obviously, everybody says like it's a strange phrase, and what's it doing in the pasuk? V'chei achicha imach. So the Gemara darshins it in a very, very famous, this is what people call lifeboat ethics. Here's the case. The Gemara says right below to number 5, Hai v'chei achicha imach mayavid lei. What do we do with this phrase? V'chei achicha imach. Again, the pasuk could simply have said, Al tikach meito neshech v'tarbit v'yareita me'elokecha. Period. What's v'chei achicha imach? Let your brother live with you. Says, answers the Gemara, what do we do with this phrase, first line in the middle, Mibayle lechidetanya. You need it as support for a brisa. What does the brisa say? Shnayim shahayu mahalchin baderech. Two people were walking in the desert. Ubiyad echad mehen kiton shel mayim. One of them has a canteen. And it's hot. And there's no other source of water. Im shotin shnehem meitim. Okay, this is the fact, right? It's going to take us 6 hours to cross this desert. We have, you know, this much water. If we share the water, we're both going to die. V'im shoteh echad mehen, but if one of them drinks all the water, magi ali yishuv, he's going to make it. Okay, lifeboat ethics. Dorash ben Petura says, Mutav sheyishtu shnehem viyamutu. Better they share the water and both die. Va'al yireh echad mehem b'mitato shel chavero. And one should not see the death of his friend. Or I think it probably means one should not cause the death of his friend. Well, but I don't know. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva, this would be our Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva of Zeklal Gadol Batorah. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva, v'limeid v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmim l'chayecha vercha. Your life comes first. In a situation in which you're carrying a canteen, and your friend says to you, can I have a sip? And you know that if you give him a sip, you're both going to die. The answer is your life comes first. Again, in a second, we'll talk about what happened to the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, Mr. Weiser. Yeah.
Is that a mitzvah or to do that way or no?
No, it's the halacha.
It's the halacha that you should. You, for instance, tell a story.
Okay.
You know, there was a
it's going to be a bad story, I know.
My uncle, tell me the story. He was traveling from Dachau in the wagons. Just part of that. Before the Frank. Before the liberation.
Okay.
So, the famous rabbi ate some potato pits. He had potato pits.
Okay.
So he's My uncle's taken, said, oh, they should have given me. Kadma. So he told him this, he told me, I can't believe it.
That's such a halacha? Okay, so you're saying you had a situation like this.
It just so happened they were liberated the next day.
Okay,
the famous rabbi had left over some potato pills.
And your uncle ate them. Okay. But listen.
In other words, we lived with it. I lived with it. We
right,
lived
so. So
some people say, remember that there was a boy that you know. He told us, so he said he quoted this thing that they mm-hmm. by your heart.
Right.
So that the one strana said that
Right. So I have to say.
In other words, I want to bring out this whole thing. We believe
it's real. It's real. But as much as happy as you are by saying we should both die. You know, you're both going to be dead. Like, what's that? We got to make a little progress. 1 second. The Ramban. Look at number 6, the Ramban. The Ramban, flip over, says, V'tam v'yahavta l'recha kamocha haflaga. He says, it's an exaggeration. Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam she'yehov et chaveiro ke'ahavato et nafsho. The Ramban says what all of us were embarrassed to say. Impossible. Impossible to literally love somebody else the way you love yourself. And the Ramban, whether the psychology came first or the Gemara came first, the Ramban then says, Va'od shekvar bo Rabbi Akiva v'limei chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. The Ramban says, even Rabbi Akiva, who says Klal Gadol b'Torah, doesn't believe it literally. Again, I'm speculating whether the Ramban's psychological insight came first, which is there's no way, or he said practically it can't be. Now, I have to say, I'm less bothered by the case of, you know, sharing the potato peels or the water, because there you could simply say, like, when the halacha looks down, there is no benefit to having everybody die. That can't ever be the right halachic result. Although, I say it can't, but sometimes it could. In the case of a siege, when they say, give us somebody, there are some halachic situations, but I'm not as bothered by the Ramban, you know, by that Gemara. I think you could say, fine, and this is an exception. Nobody here would feel any better to say, yes, you have to literally love your neighbor the way you love yourself, but don't worry. You know, if one day you have to make a choice between you living and him living, you're allowed to pick yourself. That's never good. You know, I'm sad that it happened in somebody's life, but it didn't happen in anybody else's life here. It doesn't happen every day. Maybe it happens in war. I think the Ramban really thinks it's simply psychologically impossible. Let's go on. We have to read the Ramban. Ella, third line. Mitzvat hato. So what's left? The Ramban has a pasuk. What's he going to do?
Excuse me. What about the soldier who jumps on the grenade?
Yeah. Okay, so first of all,
to say that cannot exist in like a day to day,
again, I think most cases of jumping on the grenade are saving 10 guys.
Okay, but he's giving up his life.
Okay, but I don't know that that's halacha. Meaning, what I know in the Gemara says there are two guys walking, and it's you or him. Right, I would find it hard to believe that if the answer was, you know, if you shared, 9 of you are gonna live, and 1 of you might die, and you might be the one. I just think it's a different case. But also, there could be heroic actions that are not mandated by halacha. Right, it wouldn't bother me at all that somebody did that, and we paskin chayecha kodmin. Okay, and he went lifnim mishur sadin. Right, I'm gonna worship him more probably. What are you gonna do? Okay, so what happens? So says the Ramban, third line, Ela mitzvat ha-Torah she-ye'ehav chaveiro b'chol inyan ka'asher ye'ehav et nafsho b'chol atov. Says the Ramban, stop focusing on feelings and emotions and make this practical. It means that the specific things, and maybe this is the Rambam also, but he says it more clearly. it's talking about specific things that you want, you should want for him, and specific things that you want to avoid, you want to avoid for him. V'itachein ba'avush shelo amar ve'ahavta et re'acha kamocha, love him the way you love yourself, v'hishva otam b'milat l're'acha, right? It's a way of loving. V'chein ve'ahavta lo kamocha diger shiyihye peirusho lehashvot ahavat shnehem bida'ato. You have to love them in your, you know, in your mind. Let's see. Ki pe'amim sheyehav adam et re'ehu bidvarim yiduim lehetivo ba'osher velo b'chachma ukiyotze b'zeh. Listen to this. The Ramban says, and this really is human nature, it's often the case that you're happy for your friend to be rich. You're thrilled for your friend to be rich. You know why? Because he's a dope. And you know you're smarter than him. So you console yourself with the fact that, you know, yeah, it's true. This guy is really, really rich. But I, you know, I can sleep at night because I know that I'm smarter than him. And everybody else knows that. Ve'im yihye ohavo bakol yachpot sheyizkeh re'ehu ahahuv lo ba'osher uvenechasim v'chavod uvedat uvechachma. You would want him to have everything that you have, right? Normally, again, we say, okay, it's great that this good thing is happening to that guy, but my life is still better because. So the Ramban, no, the test is you would desire all of these things to him. V'lo sheyishve yishvahu or sheyishve elav. Aval yihyeh chafetz b'libo la'olam sheyihyehu yoter mimenu b'chol tova. So says the Ramban. Again, it's a very hard Ramban to understand. My sense is what the Ramban is saying is, don't spend your time trying to love people. It's not going to work. Don't spend your time trying to love somebody the way you love yourself. Spend your time, you know, when you think about him, being happy for him to have everything that you would want to have, and being sad for him, you know, when he doesn't get it or when something bad happens to him. V'yitzaveh katuv shelo tiyeh pechitut hakina hazot b'libo. You shouldn't be jealous in your heart. Aval ye'ehav birbot hatova l'chaveiro ka'asher adam osel l'nafsho v'lo yitain shi'urin bi'ahava. Right? When the guy wins the lottery, be overjoyed for him the way you'd be overjoyed for your son or for your wife. Va'al kein amar b'Yehonatan, when David and Yehonatan ki ahavat nafsho ahavo ba'avur shehisir midat hakinam milibo v'amar v'atatim loch al Yisrael. Why do we think of Yehonatan and David as being this model v'ahav t'lerecha kamocha? Because Yehonatan was willing to give to David the greatest thing in the world. He said, you'll be the king. So, says the Ramban, it wasn't an emotional thing. How do we know that he loved him? It wasn't because he loved him. It wasn't an emotion. It's because there is objective proof that he desired for him to get something that Yonatan really wanted. He's the prince. His father wants him to be the king. And he says to David, no, you be the king. Says the Ramban, that's the greatest form of the Ahav T'lerecha Kamocha. We don't know that Yonatan loved David emotionally. People like to say so. But the Ramban says it doesn't matter. Because he loved him in action. And this is a mitzvah of action, not a mitzvah of emotion.
Because we don't know if he wanted to be king.
What?
Well, you know, he watched his father and thought, who needs this?
He also
forgot to bring him lunch.
The Ramban believes otherwise.
As opposed maybe to Moshe and Aaron? Aaron was very happy for Moshe.
So why as opposed to? So
it wasn't open. It wasn't available to him.
Right. Aaron was Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. Yeah. Okay. But, it comes back to that same point. So I want to present this Ramban as being completely different than the Rambam, but I'm not 100% convinced. Again, in the Rambam, it sounded like love your fellow, like emotionally. The Ramban starts out by saying impossible. Rather, what you're supposed to do is desire for him everything you desire, and and dread for him all the things that you dread. Is there a huge difference between the two? It's hard to know. One second, we're going to run out of time. But there are other approaches. And there's the negative approach that popped up here a few times. And it's well known in the story of Hillel with the proselyte who...
Proselyte.
I'm getting crushed today.
Proselyte.
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 Gear.
What's the word?
Proselyte.
Proselyte sounds like some advanced thing you could buy to illuminate your house that saves energy. Okay. The gear. So what happens? You're a proselyte before or after?
After.
So this is before.
Right.
This is the wannabe proselyte.
Says
the, it's a famous story in Shabbos. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Shuv Maisa bin Achri Echad Sheba Lifnei Shammai. A Gentile came in front of Shammai. Amalo Gaireni Al Menashe Telamdeni Kala Torah Kula Kishani Omed Al Regel Achat. Okay, convert me on condition that you teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. We could talk about what this really means forever. He was mocking him, who knows? Anyway, dechafo ba'amat ha'binyan shebiyado. Shammai literally pushed him away. He was holding some kind of, you know, pole from a building. Again, we could talk about that forever. Ba'lifnei Hillel, the same guy then goes to Hillel and Gira. And Hillel is megayer him. Okay, obviously Hillel would be disqualified from being a member of the Rabbanut HaRashid of Israel because he didn't torture him first, but fine. He converts him. Amar lo. Now, what does he teach him the whole Torah? He says, De'alach sani, that which you hate, lechavercha lo ta'avid, do not do to your friend. Zohi kol ha'Torah kula, this is everything. V'idach and the rest, Perushahu is just an elaboration of this principle. Zil Gemar, go and learn it. Okay? So people understand this to be, you know, the negative formulation of the Ahavtalar Echa Kamocha Zeklal Gadol Batara, that's Rabbi Akiva. And Hillel says, that which you don't want to have happen to you, don't wish for it to happen to your friend, this is a Klal Gadol Batara. The reason why we think that it's the same thing is because the Targum Yonasan, it's all fights like when the which Targum was written by who and when it lived. Yonasan ben Uziel was a Talmud of Hillel.
Right.
So if the Targum Yonasan was written by Yonasan ben Uziel, which is a machlokes, then it makes complete sense that he translates the pasuk as follows. Our pasuk of the Avtal Rechav says, La tehevon nakmin, that's don't take revenge. Vila natrin, lo tikom velo titor, debavu livne amach, your co-Jew, utirachame lechavrach, and love your friend, deman at sani lach, lo tave la ana Hashem. How do you love your friend? That which you don't want to have happen to you, don't wish it on your friend. Now, certainly, this is a much easier formulation for us, for regular people. This is like the formulation of Sur Meira instead of Aseh Tov. It's much easier than it is for us to constantly be doing mitzvot and all things we're supposed to do. So, you know, one approach is to say as follows. Hillel says to this guy, realistically, start with that which you wouldn't want to have happen to you, don't wish for it on your friend. But, you know, v'idach zil gemor, perhaps the hope was eventually he'll come to learn the more positive formulation. Another approach is to say as follows. You know, what the Ramban started with, but even more so. It's simply too hard. It's just too much to think that people can really hope for all these great things. And the response is, okay, we'll understand v'ahavtal recha kamocha to mean simply try to avoid, you know, wishing ill on your friend. Okay? There's a range of approaches. But having presented the Rambam as the most extreme, which is the Rambam thinks you should love your fellow really so, let's look at another Rambam, in number 9. This is Rambam Hilchos Avel. You'll see what it's doing in Hilchos Avel in a second. Says the Rambam, mitzvat asei shel divrehem, it's a mitzvah midirabanan, levaker cholim, to be do bikur cholim, ula nachem avelim, ula hotzi hamet, ula hachnis hakala, right, you know, raising money or to make a wedding, ula lavot ha'orchim, and to accompany guests, ula hit asek b'chol tzorkei hakvura, and to deal with all necessary steps in burial, laseit ala katef, to carry the body, v'le lech lefanav, to walk in front, we walk behind, v'le spod, v'lachpar, v'le kvar, all the things necessary for a funeral. Similarly, v'chein l'samech hakala v'hachatan, it's a long list of mitzvot rabbanan, all of which make sense to us, right, to make a bride and groom happy, ulisa'adam b'chol tzarkehem, to help support them in building a house. Says the Rambam, ve'elu hein gemilut chasadim shebigufo she'ein lahem shiur. These are good deeds that you do with your body, meaning they're not like emotional ones, they're acts. She'ein lahem shiur.
They have no limitation.
They have no minimum and no maximum, is normally how we understand Shein Lahem Shiur. So for example, you know, you were Menachem Avol somebody, and then somebody, you get an email, you know, that your best friend is sitting Shiva, it's the last day. So you don't get to say, I did Nichum Avelim already today. It's a mitzvah Shein Lahem Shiur. You went to one wedding, it doesn't, right? It's all in context. Now, here's the part we need. Afalpi, second to last full line. Afal pi shekol mitzvot elu midivrehem, even though these are all the act themselves, the narrow act as described by the Rambam, are mitzvot rabbanan. Nevertheless, harehein bichlal v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. They are at the same time you get a kiyum for the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And now the Rambam says why? Because that mitzvah is kol hadivarim she'ata rotzeh she'ya'asu otam lecha acherim, that which you hope other people do for you, asei ata otan le'achicha b'torah u'v'mitzvot. You should do to your fellow. Here he says achicha b'torah u'v'mitzvot, which raises the issue of whether you have the mitzvah of yo'avta lo'echa kamocha for non-Jews, non-observant Jews. It will be hard to discuss, but let's just make two points. One is the masochist point from that was raised earlier, but now I think is really true in the Rambam. I think the Rambam would say as follows, because his formulation is very precise. Kol hadivarim she'ata rotzeh she'ya'asu otam lecha acherim. So take an example. I assume that most people who are sitting Shiva would like to be visited by others. I think as a general rule, that's probably true. Now, it's not true that you want to be visited by everybody, because maybe you don't want to be visited by somebody who doesn't like you, or somebody who you don't like, or somebody who was in a fight with, you know, God forbid, the person who passed away, and it dredges up bed. So I think there can be, I think the Rambam is hinting here, not at the bigger masochist point, but at the smaller point, which is, these things have to be understood in context, right? You don't just run around the hospital, you know, gathering points by visiting more and more sick people. It has to be understood. You have to really believe that this person would like to be visited by you. I think the Rambam is saying some of this is subjective. So I would reject what we said at the beginning, that, you know, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha won't apply to a masochist or will allow you to do bad things. No, but here the Rambam is saying, with respect to specific acts, the fact that you're a masochist, you know, might play out. And the fact that you see things a certain way might play out halacha l'maisa. The bigger point I think the Rambam is making is that for all that he said, and I suppose he believed, that the mitzvah of the ahavta l'recha kamocha really is emotion, really is hoping for the best for this person and, you know, dreading the worst for them, I think when the rubber hits the road, the Rambam is hinting at a very significant point, which is at some point if it doesn't translate into action, it's hard to see you being Yotzei the mitzvah. I know that in theory, you love a person. Okay? You know, I love my wife. But, and every day I tell my wife I love her. I don't, by the way. I should, but okay. Every day I tell my wife I love her. But it never, ever expresses itself in something tangible. She asks me to do all these things, I say no. I know that she would love for this to happen, I don't... At some point, rational people are going to say, you don't love your wife. You don't know what the word means. You keep saying it, but it's not true. I think this is where the Rambam says the same thing. If you believe that you love every Jew in Efrat, and you can't think of the last time you actually did something for the benefit of a single Jew in Efrat, you know, maybe there's something lacking in your v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And I think that I would say for me as follows. Like most people here, or maybe it's just for me, I struggle with the maximal position. I really do. You know, jealousy and how you could love another person as much as yourself. I really struggle with that. But I console myself by trying to do these other things. Because I think if you're Menachem Avos somebody, and you do it with a full heart, you know, and you feel like you actually made this other person feel good, you did a good deed. And that good deed counts in the column of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, even if your emotional state isn't what it was. I'll just tell you quickly, because it just happened to me last week. I'm not bragging. When I was in MTA in high school, it was a long time ago, and in YU, there was a guy who used to hang out in the Beis Medrash. His name is Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. He never got married.
Yeah.
I wasn't really friends with him, but he was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he was kind of an odd person, but he was very friendly. So, you know, you just know these people because they're big personalities. Okay? And he was a big Talmud Chacham. I got the email saying that he had passed away. Other people who were in Gush with me remembered him also from YU. And they said, you know, he has very little family and no friends in Israel. Really, we need to go to the funeral, which I thought was a great mitzvah. I couldn't go to the funeral. Okay? On Thursday, I thought to myself, you know what? He has a sister. She lives in Mattersdorf. I'm not one of these guys normally. I said, yeah, mostly to make myself feel better that I hadn't gone to the funeral. I went to be Menachem Avil Har. Landed up sitting just with Har for an hour. I don't love Har as I love myself. I think she's a lovely woman. But I know that I did a good deed. I know that I made her feel better. And I know that that was an expression of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. And the truth is, I think to myself, if I did that 100 times... I would start becoming that person. Right? You can do it backwards. The more acts you do that express the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, the more likely you are at the end of the day to actually love other people. And I think same thing. I think, you know, if you spend all your time trying to make your wife happy, you could become, you know, you could do the backwards thing. I think people do that. You then back into loving your wife because, you know, you've invested so much. Anyway, we've done the range of positions. I did my best. Have a great day.
Is there a short-term or long-term approach to this? You know, you make this guy run because he wants to run a marathon, but he doesn't really. And you're a runner. You push him.
Yeah.
Because you love him like yourself, and you think he wants to run this race.
Oh,
he hates you for it. But at the end of the day, he learns to be a runner also.
That's an interesting
and years
idea.
And later, he thanks you. But at the time, it didn't.
I think so, that comes up a lot. It could be, you know, right, a wife who... You know, my mother nags my father now, all the time. I think she does it out of love.
Right. Many mothers do that. Many wives do that.
Okay, so.
Thank you, Ellie.
Is this for everybody?
Yes.
You start with the